prairie dog house or a prairie dog village.
Cam?
And they had a collie dog, and they got out there after the prairie dogs one day, and they'd scare them up. This collie dog would bite their heads off. But there was one that said a hawk had gotten him or something, and he had only one eye. And the little kids saw this one, and they said, "Oh, don't kill him, don't kill him." And they made a pet out of him. They said he was housebroken, he'd come when he was called.
Well, I've seen that.
They took him out to the granary, and he made a little burrow down there underneath. He said they could go out there by themselves and call him, and up he'd come. Hmm. They could hear him chattering away down under there.
Did you ever hear of anybody eating those prairie dogs?
I've heard of some cases where the Indians did.
Well, I know of white people that's eaten them. It's like squirrels.
Huh.
See, they eat nothing but vegetation.
Uh-huh.
And I knew people that used to kill them, hunt them. To eat.
Huh. Well, after I heard him talk about this one as a pet, I wondered what is a pet. They say they're pretty destructive, though. They'll go around your doors and they'll just gnaw as far as they can get. Do you have any special term for these ponies with the large spots?
Oh, Indian pony or paint.
Mm-hmm. And the small jackass?
Donkey or burro.
How about a herd of saddle horses?
I want to say covey, but that's not right. What are they called?
I've heard Bermuda, but that's like Suban again.
Bermuda?
That
that's correct.
Bermuda
horses.
A large group, and I've also heard it called a string and a mount.
A string is more locally used, string of horses.
What does he call the feet of a horse?
Hoof.
And did you ever have any games that you played with horseshoes?
We used to pitch horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I know, just pitch horseshoes.
I used to like that. Had a neighbor who had a matched set. Of course, it was part of a game that he bought. But I had another neighbor back in Michigan. It used to be a large farm that had been subdivided into little lots. And I played with a boy whose grandson had owned the farm. And we'd go in his old barn and dig up some of these old shoes. We get four of them. Some of them that size, some of them like that,
mm-hmm.
Some of them half worn down.
We spent one whole day trying to find some horseshoes in this town. Couldn't find a set.
Huh. Well, I've got enough room in my lot. I think I'm going to put some out there. I'd like to get a set of English bowls.
We've got these, of course, these modern game horseshoes. We've got a set of those.
Oh.
We have family reunions and picnics while we take them to play horseshoes.
Oh,
pitch horseshoes.
I bet that's the center of attraction, isn't it?
That's a lot of fun.
I used to do that as a boy. I got so I could hit the box, never so I could hit the stake.
Well, it's quite a skill. It's entertaining.
If you're going to raise sheep, what sheep do you need?
Well, you need a doe and you need a buck.
Mm-hmm. And would you raise these probably for the meat?
Probably raise them for the wool.
If you're going to raise hogs, what animals do you need?
Well, you need a pole for crying out loud. A boar and a swine. No. Is swine?
Sow?
Sow. Boar and a sow, sure.
What do you call those long, stiff hairs on the back of the boar?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. And his big, sharp teeth.